My question is more related to, I watched the television, I think it was last week or a week and a half ago, and I saw that there's a specific movement within Islam of other sects that seem to have some, they like segregated schools. And I want to know what your opinion is on the benefits and the disadvantages of such a movement, maybe within our own community or just within the other sexual communities.
I do not quite grasp the question as to what sort of movements you're talking about.
You know, in this country, to start off with, there were like Roman Catholic schools specifically based for Roman Catholic people.
Oh, yes. That's what you mean, that movement.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Of providing religious education to various children, school-going children in Britain.
Yes.
Right? Yes. I remember my discussion with the then Minister of Education or Secretary of Education of Britain, whom I had invited to dine with me, and he had accepted it very gracefully. And at that time, this question was very hotly debated. And because he was at the in a position to influence the decision of the government, he asked my advice as well. The advice had entered him, and I stand by it even today and will continue to stick to that advice. Was simply this, that if in school educations you begin to succumb to the pressures of demands by any religion, that the government should be responsible for religious education as well, then we will be opening a Pandora's box which will never be shut again. And you will be inviting trouble and headache. What about the Hindus demanding the same as Muslims are doing? What about the Sikhs? What about the Zoroastrians, the Buddhists, and the other cultists of all sorts? If one member of the society has a right in a certain area, all other members of the society have the rights in the same area. And then what control will you exercise over the misrepresentation of religious ideologies by their own scholars themselves? Islam is not anymore a single identity or entity. It has got split into so many. Prior to you, a questioner asked me about this school of jurisprudence and that school of jurisprudence. But jurisprudence is okay. It doesn't... discussions on jurisprudence no longer boil the blood of people who are involved in such discussion. But when you turn to the area of doctrines and beliefs, then the whole society is worked up by the mullahs or the leaders of any religion to a degree that they always, this agitation created by the heads of religions always ends up in bloodshed and violence. So where is the wisdom of entering this, you know, this area of disorder and the area which would certainly lead to violence and split of the society, and many faction would come to not only disagree, but in their disagreement, to reach each other's throats, to quell the vice before it rises. Now this is the human experience. Why to enter this most horrible area of controversy, which you will not never be able to bring under control again? Yet I agree that there is a certain area of religious education which should be introduced in the schools and colleges, which could never lead to any hot controversies, and that is the moral aspect of religious teachings. You ask Christians what is the ideal moral teachings and start introducing it in the schools. Ask the Muslims what is your ideal moral teaching and start introducing it to the schools. This moral teaching, whether it is of Hindus or the Muslims or the Sikhs, has a universality about it. When we say religions are split, they're always split in the areas of beliefs beyond the reach of humans. They fly high somewhere in the air, and we can never fix them and determine whether this is right or that right. So why to enter a controversy which cannot be resolved anyway? Why not take the best of the religious teaching which relates to human relationship? There are two areas of religious teachings. One, man's relation with God. The disorders are created only in this area. Area of doctrinization, area of beliefs and faith. Those religious leaders who become custodians of people's faith, they don't like their following to be transferred to the following of others of the same type, who become custodians of a different set of beliefs regarding God, angels, prophets, and other such areas which relate to God. So you cannot determine the truth of this anyway. So leave them for the religious leaders to settle between themselves as best as they can. You accept only the moral teachings. And that is what is most direly needed in the society today. Our children, because they have not been taught in the subject of morality, because of this lack of morality, they grow up with a feeling that they have no responsibility to God, they have no responsibility to the society. Only they have responsibility to themselves and their own personal egoistic pleasures. When they grow up with this concept and no moral teaching has gone into their educational background, then it is bound to create an ideal atmosphere for crime to grow. So it is a necessity, whether somebody believes in religion or not. Religious moral teachings are so essential that no country can peacefully survive without paying special attention to these things. Japan has already done it. Although their concept of religion is so different from the well-established religions elsewhere, yet they don't teach morality in the name of religions anyway. They teach morality in the name of humanity. And they have a very highly developed system now, which is introduced at the lowest level of schools, and it continues to be continues to remain in the syllabus, even for students of higher education. And yet, of course, I know they have not been able to resolve their moral problems as yet, but there are some decencies in their behavior, some, you know, discipline in their conduct, which you cannot find elsewhere in the world. It's largely because of this moral teaching introduced at the lowest level of education. So one should thrash the whole issue threadbare and find out the real reasons behind all the distress and unrest and lack of peace, etc. And I'm sure if you do it the way I have suggested, you will agree with me that religion should not be touched with a 10-foot pole as far as its area of ideology is concerned. Leave it alone. But as far as the morality goes, you adhere to it strongly, positively. This is going to improve the quality of the society in general.